I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya at the time. And he would do that. It was very unnatural sounding. And that's what we would get complaints about at the time. That was not the laugh that you grew to know and love. But we used to get program directors to say, yeah, you got to stop having him in the studio. He's ruining the show. I remember I had to take one phone call in particular from some guy in Albany, Phil LoCascio, saying that. I'm like, just relax. We know what we're doing. Cole writes, to go from that to what they are now is embarrassing. Skip says, the laugh I remember from Joe was super fun. It was when it evolved, but at that time, it was not. Outstanding. So all of that is available, patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. Hello to the sponsors. I've got some new ones that I want to talk about right now. In particular, the first two, Skydive Grand Haven. Now, this is a two-week ad campaign because it goes through Black Friday. And it's very important that if you've always wanted a skydive, for you to, in the next 2 weeks, up till Black Friday or through Black Friday, to buy a tandem skydive gift certificate for $199. This was $299 for a tandem skydive gift certificate. But if you click right here, $199 Black Friday tandem skydive, you click on that and you purchase it. It was $299 up until yesterday when we started this sale. So that's a huge discount. If you've always wanted a skydive and you're thinking, yeah, I think I would like that, fantastic, but you have until Black Friday to do this. Now, if my audience, if a number of you do this, that proves to Tony over at Skydive Grand Haven that, hey, the Easy Show kicks ass. Then I will have him back on the show and we will continue to partner, which helps keep the lights on for me. So what I'm telling you is go to their website and right at the top where it says shop gift certificates, click on that, skydivegrandhaven.com, shop gift certificates, and buy the $199 tandem skydive. You jump in the plane on the day that you schedule when skydiving season, when it warms up. Up you go, 8,000 feet. You got, dude, it's a tandem, so you don't have to do anything other than just enjoy the beautiful view over one of the most pristine shorelines in existence today of Grand Haven and Lake Michigan. Think about that. What a Christmas gift. You could buy it for yourself or give it to someone that you know and love. $199. It's a bucket list thing. You're flying out of an airplane. Skydive Grand Haven. Holy cow. Outstanding. If you do that, I would appreciate it between now and Black Friday. I'm hoping to get a number of audience members to sign up So if it's not you, I get it. If you could, though, this is what I'd like you to do. If you're like, no, easy, that's not for me, but I still want to support you. On Facebook, right near the top, every day you will see a post about Skydive Grand Haven. For example, today I just posted one. If you could on Facebook, could you share this post for me? Just go down here and click share, because you have a stable of people that are your friends on Facebook. So if you share this and just click share and then write, my pal EZ from the Eric Zane Show podcast has a special for skydiving, or whatever you want to put. I don't even care if you just share it and don't say anything. But you can really, really help my show gain traction with Skydive Grand Haven if people in your circle see that you have shared this post. So there you go. If you are watching on the live stream right now, please go to your my post on Facebook, click share, and share it to your page on Facebook. Or if you're listening to the audio podcast, please do the same thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just one of the many ways you can help this show grow without even, I mean, you spend enough money on this show as it is. So if skydiving is not your thing, you can still help me by clicking share on any of my Skydive Grand Haven posts. Not just today, but for the next 2 weeks. When you see a post for Skydive Grand Haven, please share it. I love it if you shared every one of my posts, but I understand that that might not be in the cards. But if you do, thank you. Tim is in the chat. He says, we go watch the skydiving during the summer. Yeah, I bet that's fun. I will do this. I'm definitely going to do this, without a doubt. In fact, if you buy the gift certificate, you can skydive with me when it warms up, because I'm going to try to convince Pooh Bear to do it with me. And I wonder, you think anyone's ever boned in the air when they're skydiving? Anyway, share the post. I appreciate you so much. I have a brand new sponsor as well. Special thanks to Megan for helping get this off of the ground. It's a guy I've known for some time out of Zeeland, Michigan. It is Merchant Automotive. These folks repair Duramax and engines and Allison transmissions. They do two amazing things. They will repair your Duramax and your Duramax engine and your Allison transmission. All right? On your rig. They also have a number of kits that you can purchase if you're a DIY pro. They have hundreds of these kits. This is something that's very real, a fuel contamination kit. If something gets introduced to the fuel in your diesel, there is a way to remedy the situation. You would have to get a fuel contamination kit, and everything you need is in the kit so that you can do it yourself. Some of you gearheads are awesome with this. A number of other kits, hundreds of complete kits for every Duramax, from transfer cases to injectors, head gaskets, and beyond. They make all of these kits at their shop at Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan. And you can buy it from anywhere in the world on their website, merchant-automotive.com. They have thousands of people that buy every week from them on their website, merchant-automotive.com. Book your service appointment now online. So if you are in the West Michigan area, you got a problem with your Duramax, with your Allison transmission, these experts are trained to repair those portions of your vehicle. I was talking about this recently about I've been watching some guy on Facebook who repairs transmissions. I'm like, my God, what a skill. What a skilled trade to have. Anyway, the best in the business at Merchant Automotive. You can shop by category. So if you are at the top of the website, air intake, axle and differential, brakes and braking systems, all of these different categories, you can get kits for to actually work on your vehicle on your own. So I suggest you go to their website and, you know, root around. Get something that you think would need to be done on your vehicle with our friends at Merchant Automotive. And a lot of, the way this all came into play with them being a sponsor, by the way, side note, these were the folks. Do you remember on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show when we would flip that giant coin? That was made by Merchant Automotive. They cut a piece of aluminum and then engraved it and then sent it off to the show. Well, now they're mine. Now Merchant Automotive is in my wheelhouse here, and that makes me very, very happy. In fact, I've been able to take two sponsors this week of theirs, that being Merchant Automotive and Skydive Grand Haven. I can't say for sure that Skydive Grand Haven will or won't ever advertise on Free Beer and Hot Wings again. But I'll say this. If you go ahead and purchase skydiving from them and they realize that this show is much more effective than the radio show, I can get more of their advertising dollars and they will get less. And that drives them bonkers. And so wouldn't we like to hurt them in the wallet? Wouldn't we like to knock them down a peg? So, as always, support the sponsors. Share the posts that I make. And you can help drive things for the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you. I know that that was a long bit of sponsor mentions, but these are brand new sponsors, so I wanted to roll out the red carpet for them. Okay. Your old pal EZ needs to take a break. I'm drinking water now. Scott says, when are you going to start the BetterHelp ads? You know what's interesting about that? BetterHelp has been a partner of mine on the audio podcast. If you listen to my audio podcast, you'll hear ads where I'm talking about various clients like Nature's Secret or Secret Nature CBD or whatever it is, or Uncommon Goods. Those are partners. Also, I've done ads for BetterHelp too, just not currently doing them. And right now there's pre-recorded commercials that are on the beginning of my podcast for ICE. They're recruiting people for ICE to actually, you too can get a job being an ICE agent. And so every day I get people attacking me saying, EZ, why are you supporting ICE? And I'm like, look, I'm not going to get into that with you. You don't know that I support ICE. Well, yeah, but they're on your show. It's like, look, man, I have an audience. That's all I care about. And I sell my audience. I don't give a fuck who wants to buy it. All right? Now, I'm not going to go and let the Klan advertise there. But I am allowing that to happen. They're paying top dollar for your attention. And besides, some of you actually want to work for ICE. Not all of you. I'm not saying you got to work for them, so shut up. All right. You stay right there. I've got plenty more podcasting to get to. I see the audio for the song is on repeat. That's good. Stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, while I've been carrying on like a moron as usual, I've gotten a couple more folks who have contributed on the Great Food Giveaway. First off, I had missed this, but Nikki in Portland, Maine had donated too, and I was not counting her. And outstanding. Right now, the highest amount, I'm not saying what amount, but her donation was quite elaborate. Thank you. Meanwhile, Donut Dan, thank you. Becca Shea, I have two Rebeccas, Miss Twat-a-Lot, and then Becca Shea. So I have to do some easy math here. Okay. It's starting to be where I can't, like, just do it in my head. Okay. Okay, so 490, 690, 715, 765, 865, plus 9701. Okay. 865 plus 9701. $962.01 as of right this minute. Okay. Feeling good. I talked to Mike Ball yesterday, and he is 100% getting close to getting a price for all this food. I'm like, yeah, what's taking so long? And he knows that I'm chomping at the bit because this moves more quickly when we have a goal. But I'm telling you, it's going to be north of 4,000 for this. So to be nearly one quarter of the way there, a month and 5 days before the event, outstanding. But let's not stop there. Even if you have a dollar, I don't care. Send it along via what the way earlier in the chat. I'll put it up there again in case you're new here. Here is Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, here is the link for the feminine hygiene products. Let me refresh that, too, by the way, to see if anybody else. Okay, the panty liners have taken off. Popular item. 21 boxes at $1.86 a box of the 150 needed. Clubhouse leader is panty liners. Second place, the thick maxis. We've got 15 of the 150. The Amazon Basics menstrual pads with flexi wings for large vaginas. We have 10 of 150. No change to the tampons. Still 6 of 150. No change to the menstrual cups. 2 of 50. We will keep our eyes on the tote board. The internet died today. Some of you may have gone to your favorite websites and then it said, sorry, it's broke. It affected X, Spotify, League of Legends, and even the website Down Detector, which lets you know what's down. Began at about 7 a.m. Cloudflare support page declared the issue resolved at 9:44 a.m. Yeah, so that's a bad vibe. You wake up. I was wondering if I was going to get be able to do my show, Q100, but I was. Everything was good. Most websites use one of a handful of large companies for servers or security. And when one of them goes down, it can take swaths of services and platforms with it. Megan says, what the hell am I supposed to do when ChatGPT is down? What exactly do you use that for? Because my meager knowledge of AI is simply that you can use it to make cute videos and famous people say things that they didn't really say. Like, I, for example, have been victim of that. Kristen Megan Kelly was saying publicly that I said something nasty about her daughter. When I said, I hope one day grandma walks in on that kid and she's eating a vagina. I didn't really do that. That was AI that did that. So I don't know. She believes it's not her fault. Somebody took me and made me say something bad through AI. Bob says I use AI to help with photo edits. Man Bun Chris says that me talking about that vagina was AI. 100%. I didn't do it. I never said that. Why would I say something so ridiculous? What type of animal would say, I hope one day grandma walks in on that child eating a vagina? That's horrific. AI being used against EZ. Remarkable. Stevie says, I use it to convert recipes from store-bought stuff to things I can make at home with less sodium and carbs. My God, are you kidding me? That's fantastic. You can use it to make apps. You can use it to make chat bots. You can use it to write books, etc. Tyler says, Megan uses it to proofread her comments and make sure she won't regret them later. Great joke. She says, Megan, daily, I use it to prioritize and time block my day. I'm wondering how I can make it help me do what I do. I do use it to some degree. I have through one of my platforms that I bought, I pay so that my show, an AI bot watches my show, and then it pulls like 5 to 10 short 60-second clips of me that they say are most likely to go viral, and they never do, but that's how they get you to pay for it. But I still like the service. So if you ever see me with one of those narrow shot videos with the captions underneath it, that was made by AI, and then I just post it to my social media. The oil change one did last year. LOL. I don't think I know what you're talking about. You can use it to make websites. It sucks that people are using it for bad things because it's really pretty amazing. Cole says, fuck that. Use the short clips people make on Twitch. All right. In Grand Rapids, there is a new restaurant around here. And this, it doesn't matter that this happens in Grand Rapids because this happens in your town too. Whenever there's a new restaurant, everybody loses their freaking mind. In this particular case, a restaurant that sells chicken opened up. And people were camped out for like a month because I guess they were giving away free chicken. You can just imagine the people that were at this thing.
Well, if you like chicken tenders, all of the above, it's an exciting day for fast food fans. Raising Cane's, of course, opening its first location in Kentwood today.
And as we were saying, coming to an already busy stretch of 28th Street, even busier at 7 a.m., if you can believe it.
Interview me for great food giveaway.
Lines forming there, Matt, for how long? People waiting to maybe get free Cane's for a year?
Go.
A lot of people are getting ready for Raising Cane's to finally open here in Kentwood. We're right off of 28th Street, right by the Trader Joe's, not too far from Woodland Mall. If you look down here, you can see all of the very much happy people are ready for Raising Cane's to open over here. I know you can't see it, but around the whole entire restaurant here is a line of people ready for this to be open.
This guy sounds like he's got a lot of spit in his mouth.
Open, and I'm here joined by Kane himself, who drove all the way from Muskegon. He was the first one in line. Kane, why did you decide to be here to be the first in line?
So probably about a year ago, I heard that they did this in the first place, that you could, you know, possibly win Kane.
What's up with his chin? Was he a victim of a knife attack in Muskegon?
For a year. My name is actually Kane, so I was like, I have to be the first person in line. So we made the plans, and yeah, we've just been tracking it ever since it was going to open, and today was the day.
And Kane,
now,
you were telling me
a free Canes for a year. I've seen these promotions before, and typically you get like 52 gift certificates to get like a free one-piece chicken tender. And so basically it's like $3 for a year. $3 a month, a week, for a year.
You got here really early. What time did you get here? And tell me a little bit about the setup, because I saw you kind of put it away already.
Yeah, so we put up our setup a little bit because, you know, everyone else is trying to set up. But we had a tent. We had an air mattress set up. We're avid campers, so we're already used to doing that a lot, I guess. But, yeah, so we had a little tent and an air mattress set up ready to go. So we slept good through the night. It was pretty warm.
All right, sounds good. And you said you got here at 6 o'clock yesterday.
Wow. Like yesterday, yeah.
So what did you have, snacks? Who helped make sure you were able to stay out here?
No, we haven't eaten. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
So my partner,
I will say this, this guy doesn't look like a degenerate. And I think that this reporter had to find the best, the most normal looking person. This guy looks reasonably normal, despite the fact that somebody slashed his chin with a switchblade.
And he's right over here. But yeah, so he helped. We rotated out getting drinks and snacks and stuff like that.
Loser.
We just ate at Chipotle right over there. So it wasn't too far. We used the resources around us.
Now for those, because I've never had Raising Cane's before, what is Raising Cane's?
So
chicken like everybody else's.
Honestly, to me, it's...
You know what's the best chicken? You go to Meijer and in the deli, they got the that plastic bowl. That black plastic bowl with the clear lid, and they load it up with whatever you want. I usually go thighs, drumsticks, superior in my opinion, and it's freaking amazing. That's really bad that we have a whole container of that in the fridge right now because Pooh Bear bought it yesterday. And here I am earlier in the show talking about how I'm disgusted with how roly-poly I am. Man Bun Chris says, using the resources around us like he's on Survivor, LOL. It's Chipotle. It's Chipotle. Chipotle. Do I say Chipotle or Chipotle? Chipotle? I don't think it's Chipotle. Everyone knows the best fried chicken is served at gas stations. Undefeated, never lost. The dude deserves to be beat up, but you've got to try it if you haven't. I wouldn't wait in line for it like that, but I'll go next week. Chipotle. Chipotle. Chipotle? I don't know. Chipotle. That's one of those words that if you say it too many times, it starts to sound weird. Alan says, quote, I haven't eaten, but I've sodomized my friend here to stay alive. Dusted by AJ is going to have to be blocked, unfortunately. Yeah, I can't have you selling shit on here, man. All right, more on this.
The sauce. I love the cane sauce. The cane sauce is the best to me, and that's what I come here for. The breading of the chicken is something
there's
special.
There's no fast food that exists that you could ever get me to wait in line any longer than the couple of people in front of me at the line at the counter.
As well, so it's just I feel like it's a southern style more that is being brought up here to the north.
So that is exciting. Kane, so much the grand
everybody
opening
in this, maybe not Kane here, but everybody there has to be intensely stoned, right?
It's going to be at 10 a.m. We're going to be here all morning. We're going to talk to be Raising Cane's. They're going to give us kind of a showcase of what they got going on over here in Kenwood. There's something coming up that'll showcase what they have memorabilia wise inside. That's very
okay. So if you're Fox 17, you're not there and not getting anything out of it, in my opinion. They should be being paid to be there. And maybe they are. Then it's a great idea. Anytime you could, like if Raising Cane's said to me, EZ, we want you to do your podcast all night with these losers. Would you, and they agreed to pay me? I said, hell yes. Absolutely. If they said, yeah, we're going to pay you in food, I'd say, no, I can't do that. Man Bun Chris says, You have to make it relevant to you. Imagine if it was a Golden Grahams store that is the all-time favorite cereal. You know what's been rising in the ranks, though? Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I think I'm late to the party. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, it's like the morons waiting in line for a Hotten now. Yeah, to me, the bummer about the new Hotten now location, then no one in the audience outside of the state of Michigan is like aware of this. But when Hotten now last existed, you could get a hamburger for 29 cents. So I'd come home from the radio station. There was one right by where I lived in Midland, Michigan. Cheeseburgers were 39 cents. The fact that I could get three hamburgers, a fry, and a drink for $2.50 is insanity. Even back then, when everything was less expensive. And I didn't, it's not that they were any good. It was cheap and fast. Like now, like each burger costs like $8 and it's the same burger. It's like, well, hell no, that you took away probably the most tantalizing of things. It's cheap as shit. All right. Have you seen the idiots that line up for Buc-ee's? Megan says, who lines up for Buc-ee's? They never have lines. They have some of the best customer service around. Yeah, those are those where you can get gasoline and then they have, gas station food. And it's the same. Like if I go into the Grease Monkey Garage, Floyd's gas station at the corner of 28th Street and Burton. They got a warmer there full of hamburgers and hot dogs. The exact same products are at Buc-ee's. It all comes from one place. Don't let anybody convince you otherwise. All those places on the East Coast, Wawa, it all comes from the same shitty manufacturer who makes shitty gas station food. It's called shitty gas station food deliveries. And this derelict will walk in at like 2 in the morning with all this shit that his fucking filthy hands, because he's picking his asshole, has made. And then he just throws it into the bin. They're all wrapped in tinfoil. And then that's it. Every gas station gets the same fucking food. And then stupid people, they buy it and they go, oh, this is great. It's so delicious because it's from this place. It's outstanding marketing. I'm glad that they do that. Man Bun Chris says, nah, Buc-ee's and Wally's are on another level. You can get hot sauce and pants and a hose. I don't even know what the hell that means. Black Belt Nick here used to work at Hotten Now. 02 to 03. You were just a young pup. Megan says, I apologize if anyone in my family screamed Biggie size it into the speaker. Hotten Now hated that. We laughed. If I'm near a town that, like, if a Hotten Now is right there, I would go and buy those. I would do the same, but not that often. It's, there's a price you pay when you're 55 years old when you eat that food. I think the worst of that is White Castle hamburgers. They destroy my system. That and Crystals. If you live where a White Castle is, then you probably don't live where a Crystal is. Crystal's the same damn thing. It's the same exact restaurant, but instead of blue and white, it's red and white, and it's called Crystal. Same products and everything. Same black guys work there. When I lived in the South, I'd eat at Crystal all the time. And then you spend about 4 hours a day on the toilet. Okay. Some of you where I live in West Michigan know the story about John Skelton and his three kids, Tanner, Alexander, and Andrew. John Skelton, in the year 2010, picked up the kids, 9-year-old Andrew, 7-year-old Alexander, and 5-year-old Tanner Skelton. It was his turn to get the kids for Thanksgiving. Skelton was supposed to return the boys to mom the next day. You know how it is when the parents' time is divided up. Well, he did not return with the children. So the boy's mom called the cops. And the cops walked up to him. They said, "Where are the kids?" He said they were handed off, quote, to other people for their own safety and claimed that they would, quote, hibernate until they graduate. They've never been seen again. Countless searches in woods and water in Michigan and Ohio where investigators tracked Skelton's cell phone and tips from across the country. Cops said that they believe that Dad killed the kids, but because of a lack of evidence, he had never before been charged with murder. But he was convicted of unlawful imprisonment because he never gave the kids back. And he has spent nearly 15 years in jail for that charge. Cops are like, "All right, well, we can't get him on murder." Just the other day, he was set to be released. However, as he got up to the day of his release, they said, "We are charging you with the murder of those boys." Despite the lack of evidence, they feel that they have enough. And they told them, "Yeah, you're not going anywhere. You're going to be charged with the murder of these three boys." Earlier this year, a judge agreed to declare that the three boys were legally dead. Now, I don't know what the investigators have on this psychopath. It'll be very interesting. This is one of those amazing cold case stories. And it's just remarkable that no evidence has turned up. And now the judge has set a bond for this asshole.
A man accused of killing his three children is facing new charges and had his bond set at $60 million. Wow. John Skelton was arraigned today on charges.
That's the guy.
Charges of murder and tampering with evidence. Since 2011, he's been serving time after pleading no contest to unlawful imprisonment of his three young sons. They went missing after spending the 2010 Thanksgiving holiday with him. The boys were never found. Police had previously testified that they believe Skelton killed the children. Earlier this year, a judge declared the boys dead. If convicted, Skelton could face life in prison.
Well, now let's just say he did do this. We don't know that. Of course, innocent till proven guilty. But cops think he did it. If your dude who does that, I guess my question is, what type of, how do you have to be wired to justify that? Or look yourself in the mirror? Or not, like, be wrought with guilt? And then, like, rat yourself out just to get away from that guilt. I mean, you would never have, if I'm just guessing, this guy is not capable of that. Because I think that that would mean that the guy has empathy. What is the term? A sociopath? Inability to feel empathy? Perhaps that's it. And you hear about this all the time. If this is true that this guy did do this, you hear about couples that break up and then the mom or the dad, to get back at the former loved one, the significant other, does something like this to get back at them. Still a little bit too much for me to even process because of when you do have moments where people are murdered like this, if this is what happened. I still stand by if it's 100% proven that you, in fact, did do this. And they might have a hard time proving that in this case. No appeals, and they just take you out in the street and shoot you. Who doesn't agree with that? What type of soul are you that wouldn't want that? Put yourself in the shoes of the victim. And you know, oftentimes you hear people say, well, yeah, his death, that doesn't change anything for me. Well, no, but still, they should have you pull the trigger. Chris says, did you mention the bail amount? The story did. It's quite pricey. $60 million is the bond. Megan wrote 60K, but I think she meant 60 million. Becca Shea says that's the easy way out. He needs to suffer. You know what he needs? They gotta have we gotta have like in real world scenario. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Hellraiser, any of those movies? When the bad guys go to hell and like he's sitting there with the auditor. Oh my God. The Hellraiser movies are like, if you like those types of movies, you've probably already seen them. But those are straight up a documentary of what hell actually is like, in my opinion. My God. But you're right. If he could suffer, but you know how solitary confinement can make a person really lose their mind. It's kind of like death by a thousand cuts in that particular way. The lack of human interaction is intense, as so I've read. All right. Thank you, as always, to the great sponsors. Hello to my friends over at Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They sponsor the studio. Go there and get a Yamaha golf cart. They are awesome. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. You can also get an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, a go-kart, and they have a full service department that is Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. Let's start planning our next pinball event at Pinball Land. Great sponsor. Love them so much. If you haven't been there, you need to get there. Retro Arcade, pinball-land.com. Great, great group. Fun, fun place to hang out. The best pinball games in the land and tons of retro arcade games, video games that you can play. Pinball-land.com. They're in Rockford, Michigan, right in the downtown area. Hit up one of the restaurants and head over to Pinball Land. $9 for an hour, $15 for 2 hours. Continuous play as much as you want. $20 for the day at pinball-land.com. You can rent the place for a party for you and the workforce. That's awesome. Pinball-land.com. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Work with Mario from anywhere in the U.S. and get started on getting your mortgage today. Thank you to all the audience members who have reached out to Frank Fuss over the years. Please spread the word amongst your loved ones and friends and coworkers who might need to get a healthcare policy through healthcare.gov or Obamacare. Frank Fuss can help you navigate that, especially now you're going to need an expert set of eyes on that. And Frank does that for you for free. Head over to appointmentwithfrank.com. That's appointmentwithfrank.com. I want to take a look at what that is like. So if you go and go to appointmentwithfrank.com, this is what opens up. You can meet with Frank. You can meet with Isaac. Now, Isaac is the Padawan. Also legendary. Great set of skills, just like Frank's. He's an extension of Frank. Frank will be more busy than Isaac. But let's say you click on meeting with Frank. You want to talk health, Medicare, life insurance, appointment. Phone, Zoom, at your house, at Frank's office. Service request. You want to know about retirement. Frank doesn't take your money, but he's going to tell you how to take the money that you've saved and plan for your retirement with it. So you click on any one of these. I usually just go phone appointment, 30 minutes, and then I usually talk to him for 10 minutes. You click on that. And then you pick, like, this is Frank's schedule. Today he's booked, but tomorrow at 5:30 he's open. So let's say you did that. You then fill out this info, and then there is a moment, a spot where it says, how did you hear about me? You click this, and then you go to Zane. That's what you do. This guy, Dilly, I don't know what the fuck that guy's deal is. Screw Dilly. It's Zane. All day. Anyway, that's how that works. It's that simple. And then Frank will take care of you when it comes to all of your needs for health insurance through the marketplace. Nick says he might be taking his beloved son, Sean, for a Sunday tournament. On the Sunday after Thanksgiving. They are so good to him. You know how Ryan and Aaron, the couple, the power couple that owns Pinball Land, two of the most gregarious, fun-loving, sweet, salt-of-the-earth folks that you could ever meet. Love them. And thank you, as always, for supporting the sponsors. Last but not least on today's show is Kuiper Tree Care. When you need to get rid of a tree, go to KuiperTreeCare.com. K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com online. They can get rid of unwanted trees, grind up the stump, trim your trees, storm damage, it can take care of that, tree risk assessment, all for you. KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com. If you are in West Michigan, reach out to them. They'll take care of you. Please mention your old pal, EZ. We have the Patreon bonus podcast a little bit later on. I'm always looking forward to that. That's going to complete today's show on the free platform. But we still have to get to the asshole of the day. Yesterday it was Old Nuevo Creep. Today, who can it be? All right. A little wordy today. Sometimes it is. Your asshole of the day. Morons who wait in line for chicken. Come on, you jackass. You could have worked overtime. I mean, seriously. $3 meal once a week for 52 weeks. So you made $162, right? Easy math. 52 times 3. $156. Congrats, jackass. Unbelievable. Asshole of the day is Murder Dad. Great nomination. Cole says, asshole of the day, Kane, the ugly scar chin hill jack, first in line at Raising Cane's. All right. It could have been the Murder Dad, but I'm sure his day is coming on Asshole of the Day. You can count on that. All right. That is it. Another show in the books. Thank you for being part of it. Again, always, if you could, especially that Skydive Grand Raven, Grand Haven, Skydive Grand Haven post, if you could share that on social media, you would make me a very happy camper. Thank you very much. Talk to you later, folks. Bye-bye.
In cybersecurity, speed isn't just an advantage, it's survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system against hackers. SOC Radar continuously monitors the external threat landscape, so cyber threats hit your radar before they hit your business. But it doesn't stop there. SOC Radar empowers your company with proactive exposure management, actionable insights that help you stay ahead of cybercriminals and minimize business impact. And with SOC Radar's holistic exposure management, you get complete visibility, attack surface monitoring, dark web monitoring, threat intelligence, and brand protection are all unified in one powerful platform. SOC Radar isn't just another tool. It's your frontline defense in a world where threats never sleep. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.